So why should anyone care? Well, there are a number of interesting conclusions, I think, from this and many similar kinds of analyses of hundreds of English verbs. First, there's a level of fine-grained conceptual structure, which we automatically and unconsciously compute every time we produce or utter a sentence that governs our use of language. You can think of this as the language of thought or mentalese. It seems to be based on a fixed set of concepts, which governs dozens of constructions and thousands of verbs, not only in English, but in all other languages. Fundamental concepts such as space, time, causation, and human intention, such as what is a means and what is the ends. These are reminiscent of the kinds of categories that Immanuel Kant argued are the basic framework for human thought. And it's interesting that our unconscious use of language seems to reflect these Kantian categories, doesn't care about perceptual qualities such as color, texture, weight, and speed, which virtually never differentiate the use of verbs in different constructions. An additional twist is that all of the constructions in English are used not only literally, but in a quasi-metaphorical way. For example, this construction, the dative, is used not only to transfer things, but also for the metaphorical transfer of ideas, as when we say, she told a story to me or told me a story, Max taught Spanish to the students or taught the students Spanish. Exactly the same construction, but no muffins, no mice, nothing moving at all.